Wall Street or help coach small children.
Biden's comments came after he and the First Lady met with grieving families and visited a memorial that has been put up on Bourbon Street days after the New Year's pickup truck attack that has left at least 14 people dead and 35 injured. Congress certifies President-elect Donald Trump's 2024 election win with Vice President Kamala Harris presiding. It comes exactly 4 years after the deadly Capitol attack by Trump supporters who were trying to keep him in power following his 2020 loss. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
4 years later, nearly 1,600 people have been charged with felony or misdemeanor crimes for their alleged roles in the attack. And though some Trump allies have claimed the rioters were unarmed, a CBS News review found guns, tasers, chemical spray, bats, and dozens of other weapons were brandished. Trump has pledged at least some pardons as early as Inauguration Day.
The nation remembers former President Jimmy Carter.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. It's an indication the respect Jimmy Carter earned worldwide. Whitney Wolf with an observation after paying his respects as the body of the nation's 39th president lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center.
The most fascinating thing was just seeing people from all over the world.
Mr. Carter's remains will be flown to Washington, D.C. Tuesday, ahead of an official state funeral Thursday.
Millions are under winter warning, storm warnings as snow blankets the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic regions. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez reports from Louisville, Kentucky.
We're not expected to go above freezing really any time at all throughout the rest of the week, with potentially more snowfall on Friday. And the biggest concern here is that it wasn't just snow, there was ice. And the ice, if it starts to weigh down branches and if they fall on electrical lines, that could cause more power outages.
A three-year-old boy has died of injuries in the massive explosion of fireworks at a home in Honolulu on New Year's Eve. Police say the boy is the fourth person to die. The blast also killed three women and injured more than 20 people. Authorities say illegal fireworks were involved. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is resigning after 9 years in office.
This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257.
From the depths of the ocean to the highest mountain peaks, scientists have unveiled nearly 140 new species.
There are 138 names on the list of new species.
Fishes, sea stars, a whole lot of different plants.
Luis Rocha, a curator at the California Academy of Sciences, says one of his favorite animals is the pygmy pipe horse from South Africa. Like the seahorses, it's the male pipe horse that gets pregnant.
The females release their eggs and the male puts them inside a pouch in its stomach area, and that's where they develop.
Rocha says it's a race against time to find and name new creatures before they're threatened with extinction due to climate change. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
CES, the annual trade show organized by the Consumer Technology Association, kicks off this week in Las Vegas. Being shown off, the latest gadgets and advances in personal tech, transportation, healthcare, and more. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a couple of flurries, we'll see mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. A light northwest breeze, 5 to 15. For your Tuesday, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Flurries Wednesday, lower 20s. Right now, it's 19.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Thank you. Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Used to do.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
So happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half
half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Leave me.
knows what I'd be without you.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
It rains and I rise.
the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile. Style that shows me. Don't want
to have to News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least five people have been killed so far from a winter wallop in several states. The snow and cold weather is even hitting Texas. Erica Borrego is with a nonprofit helping people find places to get inside in the warm.
We have outreach workers in the field, in-reach workers at the shelters. We are all handing out warm weather gear. We are all providing resources for people that might make the choice to stay in place.
The cold snap is affecting flying, too. Kathleen Bangs is with the flight tracking company FlightAware.
What we saw were over 4,000 flights canceled Sunday and Monday, and delayed flights almost up to 20,000.
The president heads to New Orleans to mourn the 14 killed in a truck attack.
President Biden attended an interfaith prayer service in New Orleans in support of the several dozen who were killed or hurt in the attack on Bourbon Street.
I know events like this are hard, and the shock and pain is still so very raw.
The president also met with first responders, family members of those who were killed, and survivors, and laid flowers at a memorial where the attack unfolded. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Congress convened to count the votes of the Electoral College and formally cement President-elect Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential election. As our Robert Costa reports, Vice President Kamala Harris, who lost against Trump, presided.
This was a bitterly fought election at many turns. But here is J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris, allies of both of these campaigns, mingling in the place they all convene to conduct the business of the people.
A New York judge has denied what's possibly the last attempt by Trump to delay sentencing in his election interference case. It's set for Friday, as CBS's Katrina Kaufman reports.
Judge Juan Merchan has now said that he is denying Trump's request to stay the sentencing, now set for January 10th in the morning. But Trump has made it clear that he is going to use every avenue possible, per usual, to try and prevent the sentencing from happening.
He was convicted on 34 felony counts. California has a new plan for its high-speed rail, connecting it to Vegas.